Hey, it's Lauren. This is an excerpt from the full-length episode. To listen to the entire episode, head to the show notes and follow the link. This episode has been brought to you by me and my business, Lauren Grace Inspirations.
Hey, it's Lauren Grace here. Welcome to the show. So this is a mini episode and it's an excerpt from my full-length episode with Candace Planch, where we actually went over some of our favorite spiritual books. One of the reasons why I wanted to include this as a mini episode is because there's a really cool technique from Stuart Wilde in it, which helps you to heal a situation with a person. And I've personally used this technique and I find it works really, really well. So I wanted to include it here for you. Enjoy.
So I haven't read this book. I listened to the audio a couple times and then I found it in a bookstore and I went, oh, I also need this book. I need to have a copy of this. And I have learned recently by Alex Hormozi's, a business teacher. He said that if you listen to the book and you read it at the same time, it actually helps you to retain the information a lot better. And it gets stored in different parts of your brain, which helps with recall. So that might be actually something that I try with this book. But this is called The Infinite Self, and it's 33 Steps to Reclaiming Your Inner Power. And he talks a lot about how we have this force within us. And this force within us is this power. It's the creator. It's the soul, right? And he talks a lot about how to use it to live this incredible life. And so there are 33 tips in this book, and he goes through each different tip and he gives you practical advice. And I've got to say, I've mostly listened to him speak and he's so funny and he says things in such a way that I almost wouldn't imagine reading his books over listening to him. The two together, I think, would be brilliant because he's so cheeky and he says, "All right, you mate," you know, like he does things like that. And I can see here in the quote I'm going to read to you now that when you listen to him say it, it has a totally different kind of vibe than just reading it because it captures his personality, which is so cool. He also is incredibly talented, creative, intelligent, successful. You know, he talks about how he was a millionaire and he basically gave everything away, took 50K, went and traveled and quit everything he was doing. And he's just had such an interesting life. So I'll read a little bit for you from the page 149. And this is step 19. The power rises from within. Most of the power you have is internal. As you garner power, you can pull it to you all that you need. Rather than pushing to sell things, pushing to tell people about the product, service, or knowledge that you're selling, just allow them to come to you. It's so much easier when you allow life to come to you. In pushing, you tend to move things away from you. Let me explain it like this. You've had the experience when you've gone into a car lot to buy a car. That sleazy car salesman comes up and is trying really hard to stuff the car onto you, telling you how fantastic it is and how you can't live without it. You've already made up your mind to buy it, but the fact that he was leaning into you puts you off and you walk away. Be careful that you don't have that effect on other people, that you don't push and shove so hard that they deny you just because you're pushing. Once you understand that the energy within you is becoming more rarefied, once you understand that the power is there, you can visualize and feel the thing you need as part of your life, and you can take concerted action. So here's a fabulous part, and I think you'll appreciate this. If you want to heal a situation with a person, you don't necessarily have to tromp across town to talk to him or her. You can fix it on an inner plane. In meditation, you'd pull the person up in your mind. So mentally, he or she is standing in front of you. Say their name, breathe it in, hold it for a moment, and exhale, projecting that energy and light towards the individual. Do it 11 times. As you breathe this person in and out, send love and healing to the situation. Next time you see the person, he or she will be different, or they will simply be gone from your life. And then he goes on to talk about a story of how he was dealing with the tax guy, and the tax guy was causing him stress and problems. And so him and his business partners got together and they did this exercise. And all of a sudden that guy ended up leaving or calling them for a different job and said he was leaving, and they got someone else on the case, and then the situation was resolved. And so I love, he's got a lot of really cool practical tips like that and things that you don't really hear of, you know, for example, shrinking someone down in your vision and then moving them away with love, or like blowing and then they fly away. And there are so many things that I've never heard in any teachings in all of the books that I've ever read that he covers in the things that he shares. He is just at a completely different world. For example, he says when you're meditating, he says when you meditate, imagine yourself shift to the right, because there's something about the plane that we want to be on that we have to shift to the right to access it. So different things like that, he will blow your mind. And Candace, you can listen to a lot of his stuff as well on Empower You Radio. Hi, thanks so much for listening to the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please leave us a review where you listen to your podcasts and share it with your friends. Thank you. New episodes every Thursday.